The first crash in April killed 24-year-old Sergeant Tyler Huber. The airborne ranger had done three tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. He died when his Suzuki sport bike collided head-on with a car. Guy Gill with the Washington State Patrol says Huber was going more than 100 miles an hour.
It was like it exploded upon impact.
The second crash killed 22-year-old Specialist Brian May, who'd recently returned from a year deployment to Iraq. He failed to negotiate a curve at high speeds. Then, just last week, 23-year-old Specialist Zachary Harrington, who'd also served in Iraq, hit a tree and died. Trooper Gill, a motorcycle rider himself, says ultimately the accidents were the result of rider error.
I can't even imagine what these guys are going through if they're deployed and coming back. It's, you know, it's a tragic scenario for all three of these young men. And what else makes it so heart-wrenching is that they're preventable.
Risk-taking among soldiers back from war is well-documented. A spokeswoman at Joint Base Lewis-McChord says deployed soldiers who ride motorcycles are required to take a refresher course upon returning from overseas. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.